Dancer now!
You've just logged on to Dance Hall Now.
Can you hear me now?
It's all about me, all about you, all about everything we do. And I just can't be without you, baby. I don't want to be without you. It's all about us.
Oh my goodness. Didi, how are you so bad?
I don't know.
I mean, you, wow. Yo, you sit on the rhythm so tough. That's the first quarter's rhythm.
Tony Kelly.
Tony Kelly doing it big. So, all right, you know, I don't even know where to start. I got so many questions to ask.
Throw them all at me.
All right, here we go. Starting at the very, very beginning. Where are you right now in the world?
Right now, I am in Jamaica at home, sitting on my roof.
On the roof? Rooftop. Yes. you know, love the rooftop thing. Yeah, but... are the stars out as yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right, it's still a little bright on in the ATL. So I didn't know if it was a little darker yet.
Yeah, we're just about getting our sunset down.
All right, that's what's up. Now we are broadcasting live from the ATL, and we're also in Gambia and in Connecticut on the World Wide Web as well.
Nice. Yes.
So you got a worldwide audience. Now,
ladies and gentlemen, shout out to everybody listening in.
That's what it is. So all right. So tell us, how did you get started in the music business from jump? Where did this talent come from?
Well, it started from 2009. I started out with Arrows Recording, and then that didn't last very long. I moved on, and my manager since then has been Jade Lee, and it's been nothing short of amazing. You know, we're just taking this thing one step at a time.
Okay, so tell us, before 2009, how did you even get to Arrows? So what was, were you doing talent shows, singing, just love to sing?
Wow.
Somebody heard you one day in the shower and said,
yeah,
hey,
we sure was somebody heard me. Actually, I entered Jamaica's Rising Star in 2006.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I wasn't ready for any sort of responsibility back then. I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life. You know, I just wanted to go to school and be a lawyer and just, you know, rigid about it until, you know, life kind of threw a curveball at me and things changed.
Okay. And for the better.
Precisely, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so then Arrows came along and it didn't last too long with Arrows. So tell us, so what was next? How did you move on from there?
Yeah, well, I met Jade through a friend. You know, he's like, yo, you know, I have somebody, a friend of mine, she's looking for another artist to manage, and I really think you could be that artist. And, you know, I met with her, and it was like magic from there, to be honest.
What were the qualities in this meeting that you displayed that just made her say, yeah?
You know, I don't know, but up to this day, she'll always say that, yo, when you walked into my office, I knew you were the one.
Wow.
And I mean, I kind of just took that.
that's big. I mean,
you know what I mean?
That's big. You know, and you're on the track. Now, the first time that I can recall hearing Danique was with young Chino McGregor.
Ah.
Combination there. So tell us, how did that come about?
Actually, Tina and I have been friends in the industry for about 2 years, and we've always wanted to do a song together. And it just so happened that one night, really late, I think it was about midnight, because you know we artists don't sleep.
Right.
So,
yeah. Everything happens in the studio after midnight. Everything, yeah.
After midnight. So he calls me and he's like, yo, I have the perfect track for us. It's going to be on my album. You need to come do it. I swear to you, when I heard the track, I fell in love.
That's what it is. And the whole, yep. What's your writing process like? Was that do you hear the track and you vibe to it, or you already come in with a kind of vibe that you
want? I prefer to have the track before I write.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And what was it like in terms of writing with Chino?
You know, it was pretty easy. I just heard the track. All I had to write was a hook and a bridge, mm-hmm. and it happened in no time. I think because I love the song so much, that's why it came so easily.
That's what's up. Well, you know what? The name. What was the concept? Tell me a little bit about the concept for that song. And did he already know the direction you wanted to go in?
Yeah, he did, because he said to me, he said, "Listen, it's a remake of Shabba's Mr. Loverman, mm-hmm. and you know, just kind of work off that." And I kind of wrote off his lyrics a little bit because his verses were already done.
Okay.
So I kind of used that to my advantage and, you know, kind of twisted it a little bit, made it, made it a little bit, made it more relatable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So how, tell us about next getting from there to Tony Kelly, and you know, what else are you working on? Give us the whole background of what can you expect.
All right. Well, when I met Tony in Florida, and he heard my stuff that Jeremy Harding did, and he loved it, and we got a vibe from there. So, I mean, a lot more to come, I believe. Right now, I'm just working on my mix. Well, my mixtape is out. It's called I Am Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Yep. And it's out. Yes, sir. And it's out. It's online right now. We're going to get some hard copies done soon, but it's called I Am Supergirl. It's mixed by Raz and Biggie. Okay. And, you know, I just want to quickly shout out to everybody on Twitter that's been showing me so much love. I love you guys so much. I definitely have to big up Terry Kay, who's definitely been showing me mad love. Nikki Leakes, you know. And just recently, too, I was on the Complex Magazine's list for the 25 Sexiest International Singers. Jamaica in the building.
Hey, real big.
Definitely.
I
gotta check out that list too. I missed that one. I gotta check out this.
That's what's up.
Sexiest link. Yeah.
That's what's up. Repping the Caribbean all the way.
What do you mean? So, when can people in the ATL maybe expect to see you pass through this neck of the woods, or where will you be touring? Yeah.
You know, I was just in Atlanta and I loved it. I can't wait to come back. Hopefully in summer. Yeah, keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely keep you guys posted on what's going on.
Definitely. We'll have you live in the studio when you touch in. Definitely.
Hell yeah.
That's what it is. Yo. Now, who next are you working with in terms of, is there anything you can leak for us right now?
Production. Oh, yeah, definitely. Right now, I'm in studio with Romish. I'm in studio with UIM, who are a young group from Jamaica, UIM Records. Shout out to them as well. Stephen McGregor. I just did a single for him that should be out pretty soon.
Okay.
And just pretty much working as usual, getting the singles out there. You know, it's summer, gotta get hot, working on my body, going to the gym.
Getting the summer body ready. Now, fellas, if you have not yet seen her, right, a picture of Denise. If the body ain't already ready, if she's getting better than it already is, oh my gosh.
I mean, I will legit say girl crush right now. Like, I'm not even playing. No homo, like girl crush.
Really. No homo. Five.
Just have to let you guys know. Yeah. We don't play those games, but guys, if you're not following Danique, if you don't have that mixtape, something's wrong with
something's
you.
Something's definitely
literally
wrong.
A super girl.
Okay. Also, honestly, I'm glad they put you on the top 25, but I think they have a problem with them still, because I see you at 22.
I feel like number one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be making a couple calls. We have to blow.
Now. Yeah. Top 25.
Terry, we got some Twitter work to do, you know?
I got it.
Yeah. So, but the voice is sounding great. The lyrics are great. You're sitting on the rhythms, great. You know,
thank you so much.
We blazed pull it up, turn up, Mr. DJ earlier.
Yes, turn up the music.
Turn up the music. It got some good response in the chat room here. You know what I mean? So we're gonna keep Danique in the rotation. And this
please
summer,
do.
No, that, most definitely. And this summer, you know, if she touches ATL again, Master, we're going to have her live on the Ustream right now, so you can, you know, we're watching her right next to us as we do our thing right here
exactly.
In the studio.
So you can see.
Yeah. That's right.
Danique, what are we going to do? You can come in, you're just going to co-host the whole show with us, all right?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. How can people find out more about you? How can they follow you on Twitter?
Wow. Well, yeah, just
text you.
Follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Denique, and it's DENYQUE. Facebook.com/Denique, YouTube.com/DeniqueMusic, and you can email me at Denique@gmail.com. Simple.
That's what it is. Well, thank you for spending some time with us here on the Dance Hall Now show. As always,
thank you guys.
You know, I always tell my guests, you know, this ain't Dance Hall current or what's hot now. It's Dance Hall now, like
dance
what's
hall now.
Super hot, right?
Like right now,
Denique is doing it big on the scene, and they need to be hitting up iTunes and purchasing the music. All right,
That's what's up.
Well, we're gonna go into the top rated 8 of 8 countdown in just about 4 minutes. But thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you too. I had so much fun. You guys are awesome.
All right, our pleasure. So talk to your fans out there real quick.
Well, first of all, you know, I got to tell you guys, thank you so much for supporting me. The love and support, it goes a long way. You know what I mean? You guys really remind me why I love to do this and why I should keep on pushing till I get to that top spot where I want to be and where y'all want to see me. And, you know, big up to all the DJs, the media houses, the producers. Without you, I couldn't do it. And, of course, last but not least, big up to my management, Jay Lee, and Team Denique, all day, every day. Love you guys so much.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Supergirl, a.k.a.
Boom.
Sexy Denique. I'm adding on the sexy. All right, whenever you see me, I'm just going to always say sexy Denique. All right, extra emphasis.
Ah, yeah.
All right, she's a talent coming out of Jamaica right about now, who's got a bright, bright, bright future ahead of her. And right here at Dance Hall Now on theflavorradio.com, the number one show at this time slot on the number one station in the world. When we endorse it, that means it's official, y'all. All right, Denique, all the way. This song she wrote especially for me because it's all about us.
Hi.
All right, Denique.
I will. Pick up.
It's all about me, all about you, all about everything we do. And I just can't be without you. Baby, I don't want to be without you. It's all about us. She wants a bubble gum, say she wants a wine. Have to rush a gal because she out of line. No matter the drop of a dime, no matter the time, even if it's gonna take me my whole life, baby, I'm down for the ride. Because I just can't be without you. It's all about me, all about you, all about everything we do. And I just can't be without you. Baby, I don't want to be without you. It's all about me. What's your fantasy move?
Anything,
I'll break all rules. Make your dreams come true.
I just said that.
I don't want anything for you. Yeah.
Say she would do anything for me, yeah. So ready up, my girl, ready up, yeah. She no care whatever it be, yeah. So ready up, ready up.
Okay, listen, nah, like. If I tell you what I like, will you do it all day? Chat it in a trophy, baby, press the 4-way. When I tell you, say, if you touch it, this is
CD, tell it.
Baby, I would do it. I don't want anything for
like
you. What's your fantasy move?
Anything,
don't break
anything
the rules. Make your
right.
dreams come true.
I just said that.
I don't want anything for you.
So she would do anything for me, yeah. So ready up, my girl, ready up, yeah. She no care whatever it be, yeah. So ready up.
Okay, listen, nah, like. If I tell you what I like, will you do it all day? Chat it in a trophy, baby, press the 4-way. When I tell you, if you touch it, this is not a foreplay. Yeah, I will you say anything, okay? You can be my Barbie, Nicki Minaj. Shut it on the counter, even the hallway. Make me brace by your bum, give you the hard way. I gotta hold them.
People
get hot, stick you over, control them. I gotta hold them, yes, I is a hold them. I keep them, yes, I keep them. Snapple up, you know how to treat them.
Yeah.
Hold on, hang on. Whispering softly, I tell me to send on. Hold on, Baban. Treat me and tell me to take off for me, Baban. Hold on, grip on. The road boy, love she had the man.
everywhere me turn like it. I see a follow me. Some of them a cry for, some of them a holler for. Chew me up like bubble gum and swallow me. Man of the pass me deal with the thing that folly. Love song me play, me no play monopoly. Me no rock sloppy, say me keep her happy. As she call me papi, me angle it properly. Every woman want to go pan cloud nine. Extreme pleasure the wall she want climb. Any woman who go a bed at night time, wake up with that pan them mine. And that a hold them,
and that a hold them.
The bombastic lover control them.
It's the voice of Degree, aka used to be known as General Degree. Yeah, same one.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I don't think we're changing their name and confusing me.
Listen, 2012 is the return of the veteran year. That's what I'm thinking of.
I feel like everybody's coming up with their alter ego names. They just slicing their name in half. trying to recreate themselves.
What would your alter ego name be?
I mean, I have an alter ego name. Her name's Gabby.
Oh, Gabby. All right,
she's who I call on when I'm in the club and I've had a few drinks. That's who I call on.
That's so, fellas, at the end of the night, when Gabby give you the number,
Gabby,
it's not the right
make sure
one.
You know
it's Gabby. Not the right one. Yeah. Khalil Wanda, what would your alter ego name be?
Man, you know, I've been thinking about it and I just couldn't think of one, you know. So you know, that's what the wonder part about my name is, really. You know, it makes you wonder exactly that question right there.
Uh-huh. Question mark.
I see. I got you.
Mysterion.
Mysterion.
I watched too much South Park, guys. Sorry.
Well, Baz, if you're in tune to the Dance Hall Now show right here on the FlavorAgent.com, where music sounds better. Also, on Route One Radio coming out of Connecticut.
Yep.
And on FutureMovementRadio.net out of ATL, Georgia. Mm-hmm. On your AM dial 1420 and 1430. Also, Vibes FM in the Gambia. Ah, I like seeing that.